Cape of Good Hope, and up the coast of West Africa and home. Created about the time that Shakespeare began his theatrical career in London, this medal is a glamorous memento, a silver souvenir map of Drake's thrilling voyage. It lets us grasp, literally, this new way of imagining the world in the 1580s and the 1590s. And for the Elizabethan playgoer, watching A Midsummer Night's Dream in the 1590s for the first time, encompassing the globe, putting a girdle round the earth, was news. Patriotic news that every person in the audience would have known about. Shakespeare's very English fairies are, in their whimsical way, restating the nation's pride in Drake's accomplishment, just like our silver medal. Drake's dramatic round-the-world journey on the Golden Hind ended in the autumn of 1580.
And the 26th of September, we safely, with joyful minds and thankful hearts to God, arrived at Plymouth, the place of our setting forth. After we had spent 2 years, 10 months, and some odd few days besides in seeing the wonders of the Lord in the deep, in discovering so many admirable things, in going through so many strange adventures, in escaping out of so many dangers, and overcoming so many difficulties in this our encompassing of the nether globe, and passing round the world.
This passing round the world brought with it exotic goods and even more exotic tales that would go on to fire the public imagination. More importantly, though, it was the 16th century equivalent of the space race, as England, with far fewer resources, first tried to match Spain's skill and technology in navigating, and then began to assault the huge wealth of the Spanish Empire. This circumnavigation medal celebrates England's first great success on both fronts, and the next 2 decades saw dozens of English adventurers set off to emulate Drake's example. For military reasons, the precise details of Drake's voyage were treated as a state secret for several years, and it was only after the English saw off the Spanish Armada in 1588 that a large map of Drake's circumnavigation went on triumphant public display at Elizabeth I's palace in Whitehall. There, thousands of visitors, and Shakespeare must certainly have been among them, would have been able to see it. Our silver medal was a reduced, portable version of the Whitehall wall map, with exactly the same purpose, to be a patriotic statement of Drake's great feat. The medal, like the map, is a calculated piece of political propaganda. Peter Barber is responsible for the maps at the British Library and has made a special study of maps of Elizabethan England.
If you look, you'll see that at the top of North America, there's a little note saying that this was discovered by the English, which, historically speaking, is fairly outrageous. And further down, you've got a marking of the Virginia colony, which would have made any Spaniard see red. But what's particularly interesting, of course, is that the Virginia colony, which is marked there, was founded after Drake got back from his round-the-world cruise. So this map, we now know, was not made in 1580. It's made in 1589, which is, in other words, is the year after the Armada.
This provocative teasing of the Spaniards goes on all over the medal. If you look just above California, you can see in large letters the words Nova Albion, New England, or New Britain, striding across much of North America. Below, En Hispania, New Spain, looks as though it's just a small cattle ranch west of Texas. Somewhere off the coast of Peru and Panama, Drake had raided Spanish shipping and had captured nearly 10 tons of silver. To add insult to Spanish injury, our medal is almost certainly made of that stolen silver. The silver also brought spices in the East Indies, and so Drake came home to Plymouth with a cargo worth a fortune. His financial backers recovered their investment many times over, while the Queen took a share that almost doubled her annual income. Exploring like this was not just an adventure, it was also big business. And maps and globes allowed everybody, not just the investors, to share in the fun. In the Comedy of Errors, written about 1592, Romeo, the quick-witted servant, outrageously compares a plump kitchen maid to a globe as he sets off on a raunchy geography lesson, looking for treasure all over her.
She's spherical.
Like a globe. I could find out countries in her.
Oh, in what part of her body stands Ireland?
Marry, sir,
in her buttocks. I